good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me then. Any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, I am so thankful that you feel inspired and motivated to tune me in and prayerfully get tuned up and turned on to the power that we have in this now moment. And to know that every now moment is a gracious blessing with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, for the gift of being is the greatest gift that we would ever have, and it's not something that we should take lightly, but we should really honor, reverence, and respect the reality that we are dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That it has gifted us so much of itself, and it is enlivening us with each and every breath we take, with every beat of our hearts. And now, in this now moment, we're being called to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that sees through every eye, and to come to that place in space where on a daily basis we are literally reverencing, respecting, honoring, appreciating, loving, feeling an attitude of gratitude, to the heart overflowing with thanksgiving and praises for the gift of being, and to consciously care to be in the greatest degrees of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency that are ours for the asking, for the taking, for the disciplining, for the caring, for the reverencing, the loving, the exaltation of life itself, the respect of all beings to have the right to their lives, and to realize that when we are real, when we're caring to know the truth and to live the truth and to be in the truth, that there are no beings or forces or other ones who can work against us when we are no longer a detriment to ourselves. And that's the issue that we're having to really deal with in terms of the methodology of oppression in oppressing us at our cellular functioning, and to come to a place where we care to exalt a full effort in our day-to-day living to create cellular liberation. And because there is an initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that is the evidence of the heart disease, the diabetes, the strokes, the cancer, all of the health issues, the dialysis, the multi-trillion dollar business in sickness, illness, disease, and death, pharmaceutical use and abuse, white sugar, alcohol, tobacco, which I refer to as the weapons of mass destruction, and that which they call food, which is full of chemicals. It is the drug of choice for most people. And so in this now moment where you are being socially, politically, and economically manipulated to think that there is some contagion, some pandemic other than the heart disease or diabetes, the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation of pedophilia, the whoredom, the prostitution, the pimping, the sexual exploitation and sex trafficking, and the undermining of children through all of the artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of the things that are advertised to them through Saturday morning cartoons, and what is found at eye level or at hand level for children in our grocery stores and corner stores and everywhere they sell that stuff that they call food. I'm grateful for the 20 years plus that I've been on air, and grateful for the consistent caring and knocking and asking and sharing and exalting life that I've been doing over decades to come to this point and place where I am centered in the reality of knowing that we are enlivened with each and every breath. And so coming to a place where you are following the edicts of someone's who are telling you that you need to be wearing face masks and gloves that are literally blocking the exchange of life in your breath, as well as the communication with life itself. Because if we were really caring to ensure that we are not adversely affected by anything, then we would not be in a place and space where we are partaking of the flesh of dead animals, which is filled, and allowing our body temples to be filled with viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms and parasites. And for people who want to infuse people with fear of germs or whatever, then they would not be feeding you the flesh of dead animals, knowing that that is filled with pathogens, bacteria, worms, organisms, viruses. And so because the bodies of all of you ones are already filled with this stuff, but it never puts you in a place where you were so concerned that you're going to wear a mask and you're going to practice social distancing. All of this is a part of the divisiveness, because if you could be manipulated to leave your elders alone and not allow people to come into your home and do everything online and whatnot, which can be recorded and tracked, and we have no privacy and this and that, we just submit to it, then what makes you strong enough, courageous enough, faithful enough to be able to resist anything else they tell you that you have to do in order to do this, in order to do that? And I'm just saying, is that when you're dealing with an agenda that is a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that has been conspirited by the billionaires and the World Health Organization and the CDC and other institutions that are monitoring and marginalizing global populations, then we have to come to a point where we realize that there's purpose in existence, and the purpose in existence is in the exaltation of life. It is in the conscious care to unfold and to realize the truth of self. It says, know ye the truth, and the truth would make you free. But the truth allows us to really be in a place where we are not allowing ourselves to be deceived in the delusion of separateness, in the delusion that ones and ones have been appointed to have power and authority over you in your life. And so for those who have allowed themselves to become government, then they should be exemplary in honoring the responsibility to ensure the progression of the people, as opposed to them receiving all manners of financial perks and whatnot for co-conspirating with the corporate deities of death and marginalizing, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and stupefying the people so that there is no possible progression under any religious or social or political philosophy of democracy or socialism or any of those things. I'm just saying is that when people are really supported in realizing the divinity of existence itself, when we are supported in developing ourselves and harmonizing with the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us, when we are supported in our own process of self-actualization, self-realization, and unfolding in the light of the truth that each of us are a part of something so phenomenal, so magnificent, so miraculous, that is called existence, in the fact that we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and we have our place in the cosmic on a planet that is spinning in eternity already, and we did not design ourselves. We did not design the earth, nor are we maintaining and sustaining it. And to come to a point in place where we're complicit and complacent with her subjugation and violation and pollution and all of that, and we are complacent and complicit with the pollution of our own bloodstreams, the defilement of our own spirits, that we have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is a root of these issues that have facilitated the fear and the disempowerment and the disfranchisement and the sickness, the illness and disease, the despair, the depression, and all of these things, so that we are realizing that this is not the will of that which we refer to as God. And we were not placed upon the planet or sent to the planet to be under the subjugation and violation and usurpation of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no care to exalt the truth of the divinity of all of existence and all beings. And so our now moment is pregnant with opportunity as we have more and more ones who are consciously caring to be freed from the dog-eat-dog world of divisiveness and fighting and might is right and militarism and the prison industrial complex and being under the control and domination of other ones by virtue of their wickedness or their meanness or their nastiness or their threats of violence against you if you do not cooperate. And see, we realize the history of this country and the way that many ones have always operated in the world, but that is not the way of progression. It is not that which can continue on, because there is absolute law that governs existence, and the absolute law is love. The absolute law is harmony. The absolute law is the harmony of the whole of existence itself, and everything that exists by virtue of the will of existence to express itself in a multiplicity of diversity, and to realize that within the harmony of the whole, everything has its purpose in the exaltation of life, the perpetuation of the wholeness of life, the wellness of all, and our coming to a point and place where we are intelligent enough to cooperate and participate with the will of existence, the love of existence, the light of existence, and being in a place where we are consciously caring to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet as well as beyond the planet after our Earth residency, which means that we cannot be dying here. And to be in a place and space where we are filled with a love of life and a caring to really be in a cooperative oneness with all hues of people, with every order of existence itself. See, because there is a joy in being rightly aligned with life itself, and there is a power that comes when we are consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge to be intelligent enough, loving enough, respectful enough, reverencing enough, appreciative enough, filled with an attitude of gratitude for the gift of being itself, so that we do nothing to undermine ourselves and we are not a detriment to ourselves, particularly when we see that there are those who are under the delusion of thinking that there is some prosperity that they can gain at the detriment of us and everybody else in the earth and the planet and all of this. And so I'm grateful, because there is absolute law that governs existence, and none of us are beyond the law. All of us would be protected by the law if we were consciously caring to be in harmony with it, obedient to it, and conscious enough to live our lives in respect of it, reverence of it, and to use it towards our greater good. And so in the fulfillment of destiny and truth, then our daily responsibility as a result of being under decades, even centuries of oppression, is to exert a full effort towards our liberation and to know that we are not able to be satisfied and satiated with the philosophical manifestations of word sound about freedom and liberation without it having any real substance and practicality in our daily lives. If you are enslaved to anything in terms of your appetites for food or for sex or for drunkenness or whatever, then there's no freedom that you could really have. Your freedom to be anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, violating, dissipating your life force is no freedom at all. It is enslavement indeed. And so we have to get beyond all of yesteryears of of verbiage about it and to come into the reality of how to live it. And the living has to be about cleansing from being tainted, from being polluted, from being defiled, from being adulterated, so that spiritually, mentally, emotionally, we are not feeling well about ourselves because of the violations against ourselves from the time we were very young, the verbal abuse, the mental abuse, the physical abuse, the sexual abuse, the all of the trials and tribulations, the things that we've experienced that brought shame and pain and guilt and blame and all of these things, to the degree to which we are no longer feeling worthy and deserving of the fullness of the abundance of light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency that we should have as the children of God, because we are no longer feeling godly. But because life is God and the laws that govern life is the love of God, and our being in a place where we are able to exalt a full effort in our living regardless of what happened yesterday or the day before, the year before, to come to a point and place where we are immersed in this now moment of eternity and we are owning the responsibility to consciously care to be able to respond to what is needed in our now moment. And the need is for us to care. Care to be vivid in our own self-expression and self-representation as these living, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, breathes us, is perfectly sustaining and maintaining absolutely everything. And we are paying so much attention to other ones who are not God, other ones who are not the source of our being, other ones whose decrees of this, that, and the other should have no power and influence in our lives because they do not have our best interests at heart. And to come to a point and place where we are accepting the truth that nothing and no one should have a greater influence in our lives than that which is the light of us. To come to a point and place where we are consciously caring to exalt a full effort, a full life's urge in our now moment to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are standing whole, balanced in our divine masculine and divine feminine selves under the Godhead of right action and right light and right care and all of that which properly aligns us and attunes us with the rest of all of existence itself, harmonious, peace-filled, accessing whatever is needed as it's needed. We don't have to hoard anything. But to come to a point and place where we can be content in our now moment, knowing that in this now moment, all of our needs are truly met. And where we may have desires for more, then let us have desires for more light and more love, more wisdom and more truth, more peace. Sometimes people would ask for peace of mind and peace of mind, but the peace of mind comes when you are consciously caring to be harmonious with life itself and you are not a detriment to yourself. And whatever else is going on in our lives as we are single-minded and consciously exalting a full gratitude and thanksgiving and vision upon that which is our source and that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us, then know that no man and no man's thoughts or no man's philosophies and no man's initiatives have a greater power in our lives than our own initiative to be rightly aligned with that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are being called to walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence to literally create what I refer to as the blood of Christ, to say through the blood of Christ you receive salvation. We're talking about a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificially colored and flavored and flavor enhancers and all of these chemicals that are colorless, odorless and tasteless, but their effect in us and on us is that they have modified our behavior to the degree to which we are no longer exalting a full life's urge. We feel entitled to do certain things that are in our best interest, but even more entitlement to do that which is not in our best interest, and even to feel entitled to do that which is truly detrimental to ourselves. And for those who are wombed men and mothers, and those who are men, the progenitor of lineages and our fathers, when you are a detriment to yourselves, undermining yourselves, then 9 times out of 10, you are undermining your children, and therefore you are undermining your lineages. And that is working against our wholeness. And what many of us do, what millions of people do, makes a difference. If one or two decide that they're going to go this way and go that way, may not have that much of effect, but we are in a now moment where we can take responsibility for knowing that for each one of us who bathes in the light of absolute truth, for each one of us who bathes in absolute light, for each one of us who cares to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified so that we are radiant in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, that we have a peace beyond understanding, that we are so attuned to the right side of life, to the absolute reality that we have no fear, that we are in a full faith and an acceptance of the divinity of existence, and to realize that we cannot work against any part of ourselves, any of our other selves who may walk with 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 8, 10, 16 legs or whatever, but to realize that we should not be a detriment to the living and think that we can survive it. To be under the auspices of those who are planning and plotting the genocide of the populace of the planet. And that because we have become so familiar with their products and we've supported them, you know, because they have created products that we can utilize in our day-to-day lives and whatnot, and they've brought forth certain things that we have found beneficial, does not mean that we should ignore the other issues that they are bringing forward, or the things that they are investing in terms of the pharmaceuticals and the biotechnology, you know, and the manipulation of our genetic information, the genocide that exists. And so we can no longer be these people's guinea pigs. We have to come to a point and place, particularly as the wombed men, where we reclaim our rights to our wholeness by consciously caring to be our own healers. We never had to depend upon another people for that which we were given naturally. How many generations, how many centuries did we live as a people without being under the subjugation of those who had hatred for you? You understand? See, there were no dungeons and prisons and insane asylums and all of that throughout Africa. And so we have to realize that there's something wrong with the people who undermine the cellular functioning of everybody, create the divisiveness within the individual that should be indivisible, and marginalize them and program them to be out of alignment with the truth of themselves, to be oppressive, to be in a place where they are the progenitors and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, that their institutions support it. And those who have been certified, licensed, degreed, and educated have been educated, licensed, certified, and degreed to be perpetuators of the sickness, the illness, and disease. And nobody's purpose in existence is that. The purpose in being is to be purposed in living. The purpose in being is to be in alignment with the truth of oneself. These points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us, that we will honor life, that we will do that which is ours to do in the perpetuation of life, to come to a point where we exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our giving, our enhancing, our enriching, our being in a place where we are cultivating our talents, our skills, and our abilities so that the intelligence of our being can truly be free. to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole, in doing that which truly matters. This now moment in which we're living is requiring us to understand the oneness of existence, the oneness of humanity, regardless of the hues that we are, to get beyond the divisiveness, the racism, the bigotry, and all of those attitudes that have put people in a place where they feel entitled to undermine other ones, feel entitled to sabotage, feel entitled to kill, feel entitled to entrap and to incarcerate and to usurp the right of them to have the right to their lives. Our educational system should be completely committed to the development of the light of the beings that they are at every level. But to come to a point where your education has been a miseducation system, to come to a point and place where you desecrate and defile the earth in the perpetuation of that which need not exist in terms of a meat industry where people are being paid to slaughter other beings and then package their body parts so that they could be fed to people as food when they're full of pathogens and worms and organisms and whatnot, and then are going to create mass manipulation in contagion based upon something that they've created that isn't even real like that, but because they have the power to manipulate through media and the co-conspirating to do so, to undermine a people's faith and confidence in all of the God faculties that they've been given, we have to realize that our responsibility is to do that which is ours to do. And that's loving being and being loving and consciously caring to respond correctly and directly by knowing that we can reverse these issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of feeding off of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet aspartame, and all of the phosphoric acid and carbonated beverages, and all of the acids that come from the meat, the dairy, the carbs, and all of this stuff that is creating all of the disease. There is no progression that we can have as a populace of people when you have more and more people dying from more and more things. There is no progression that we can have when the people are so gullible to be able to be manipulated by those who do not have their best interests at heart, and then they can't see it. We're in a now moment where those of us who really care can rise completely up. But we cannot continue to do as we've always done if what we were doing was not in our best interest at heart, where we were creating cellular oppression. And now we can be liberated, but it has to be at the cellular level. We have to be completely committed to wholeness, being vehicles and vessels of the spirits of wholeness, to come to a point and place where we have no ill will towards anything or anybody, and that as a result of our participation in the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the bastardization, the capitalization, the murder, the slaughter of other beings, and having fed off their body parts and their fetuses and their body fluids and all of that, creating all this disease, that we are calling a moratorium on participating in death and coming to a point in place where we will only do that which truly honors ourselves in oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, opening up all channels of elimination so the toxins, the poisons, the mucus and all of these things can get out of our bodies, so that our bodies are truly being consecrated as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and we are harmonized in our will, in our love, in our desire to exalt life, to rejoice in the blessedness in being, and consciously caring to be the blessings that we are. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those who've come, our Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native families, and all of those who have contributed so positively to us that we have access to so much of their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, the truths that they realize, so that we are able to benefit ever more and to do our part in the wholeness of humanity, the resurrection of humanity, and the establishment of the eternal order and eternal government upon this planet. You're in a now moment where you have the opportunity to consistently choose life and to consciously care to cleanse and heal, be new, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. After the monologue, we heard from Fertile Ground, Star People, Urban Avenue 31, Star Child, One Way by Makua Ray, Have a Talk with God by Stevie Wonder, India Ari's Gratitude, The Way is Open by Sons of Light, and I Hear a New Sound by Adaya. And so in this now moment, it's so important for us to realize that we have all come to the earth for the fulfillment of the purposes of that which is the source of our being directly. There is nothing that man has created that is truly essential for our lives. We have tapped into the reality of the infinity of possibilities, and there are those who have taken responsibility to make a determination as to what they want to accomplish in the world. And we've always heard that there were those who were on a world-conquering rampage from the time that we were very young. We heard that in school. But now, as maturing ones, we have the opportunity to see how it has been implemented over time. And we have had the opportunity to hear the stories of the exalted ones, the saints, the saviors, the gurus, the prophets, and whatnot, and to realize that we've come to that point and place where if we shall thrive, if we shall live, if we shall really understand what it is to be these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, then we have to realize that there's a right way to accomplish. And there's that which is to be accomplished in our own degrees of self-realization, self-actualization, and standing harmonious with that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. And coming to a point and place where we are quite all right with being all right. We're quite all right with being divinely inspired, and to come to a place and space where we realize that there's sacrifices that have to be made. And the way that the system has functioned, the way that Western culture has functioned and other ones, have been to sacrifice people. And so it's through the dying of ones and ones that other ones will make commitments. It's through the bloodshed that ones seem to find strength. And I am really encouraging us to make commitments on behalf of all of the blood that has been shed upon this planet through war and avarice and carelessness and all of that which has taken place within the animal kingdom as well as within the human populace, to come to a point in place as we are having to say goodbye to so many ones that we have loved over the period, as we are seeing the evidence of the genocide, the heart disease, the strokes, the cancer, all these issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of us being under a world-conquering rampage where we were not aware that the food was being levied against us as tools of oppression. And we've come to realize that in this now moment that there is a root to the issues of this sickness, illness, and disease, but to know that it's a planned thing, to know that there are those who have the agenda to make sure that the majority of the people in the world are undermined and compromised in the intelligence of who they are, that we cannot afford to be complicit and complacent with our own oppression. And because we are in enough light to realize that it is absolute love that gives us leverage over any of the agendas that have been levied against us. But we have to have enough love for that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us to respect the reality that we are so divinely and absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart that we should be in a place where it really, truly matters to us to stand on behalf of light. To come to a point and place where we realize that it is the way of God, the way of life, the way of cleanliness and order and harmony that gives us leverage over the divisiveness, the violations, the entrapment, the enslavement, and all of the issues that have put people in a place where they have less joy and happiness and peace and poise and power in their lives. And as we are consciously caring to be empowered, to know of a surety the blessedness of our being and not to be under the auspices of those who feel entitled to use food and chemicals and other things as a weapon against us, that we have the opportunity to realize that the intelligence of existence is greater than anything that man or mankind or humankind can possibly create. And as we are consciously caring to be victorious and triumphant in our living, to be in a place where we are healing, be in a place where we are whole, be in a place where we do not have to succumb to the machinations, manipulations of other ones to accomplish what they would have us do, which is not necessarily in our best interest, that seeking the light of salvation, to be in a place of grace and protection, to be healed and whole, getting off the medications, averting the surgeries and the removal of body parts because they've been so contaminated with so much toxicity, coming to a point in place where if we really truly care to have leverage over any degree of contagion, then we cannot allow ourselves to dwell in the fear that's being levied against us through manipulation in the media. To have us feeling as though this coronavirus is something that we really need to be dealing with when it's really bluff. When I'm telling you, this is the sickness, the illness, the disease, the despair. These people have allowed more people to die, to be killed from tobacco and alcohol than all of the wars that they have engaged in. We're talking millions and millions of people. You understand? And so I'm just saying all of our families have been impacted and affected by a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. Our right response is to do nothing to undermine ourselves and to do everything we possibly can to literally exalt a full effort in our living, to consciously be cleansed from the violation, to be in a place and space where we will no longer support the violation of other beings and feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses, and their progeny, and to think that those ones who have made so much money off of feeding the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and artificial colors, artificial flavors, alcohol, tobacco, white sugar, and all of this stuff now, that the people that we are wise enough to see how it's been forced upon us. You understand? See, most people resent things being forced upon you, but this is something that was forced upon us because it was just so readily available and we were really miseducated to believe that this was food for us. So dealing with people who just absolutely lie, you know, lie to the degree to which they use their lies to manipulate and put you in a place and space where you have you've lived the lie and you've believed the lie for so long that hearing the truth, it rubs you the wrong way. And I'm saying that we got to get over it and come to a point and place. If we truly care to live, you truly care to be respected as intelligent people, then you cannot war against yourself, yourselves, or your children, because we were told to truly honor the lineages that we represent. Thou shalt honor thy mother and father, love the Creator, love your mother, father, Creator, God, with all your body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You understand? So that's loving life. That's loving the order of life. It's not the things that make life sustainable and maintainable. It's that which is the breath. There is more in the air than you would ever think was there. And so our coming into the realm of the magical, the mystical, the lawful, the truthful, the destiny, is how we really transform and transcend everything towards our greater good. To be in a place and space mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, where we are realizing first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to the laws and the order of existence itself. And that whatever other commitments we've made into the system of things is not that which will maintain, sustain us, or secure our success in life. So many people are oriented in the day based upon what we do to generate an income. But when we are wise enough to really cultivate the wealth of ourselves, it becomes easier. So the issue for us is to really apply ourselves to the order that ensures our success, but to have an understanding and an understanding that the true success is in our being, in the integrity of our own authenticity as these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To walk the face of this earth in the realization of our conscious immortality, to be in a place and space where we've lived, we've loved, we've lifted, we've enhanced, we've rejoiced in the blessedness of being. We have transcended the ditches and valleys of degradation, dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death, and come into the place where we're fully enlivened with each and every breath, that we are very much aware of the oneness of existence directly and the blessedness in being, as we are all so absolutely blessed with each and every breath. So our now moment holds so much available to us, but we cannot feel entitled and delighted in undermining ourselves and then have a greater glory. We cannot participate and be complacent and complicit with the undermining and the oppression of ourselves and the rest of the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, and all of humanity, and think that we can survive it. The delusion that ones and ones have, Bill Gates and his partnering, is to really be in a place of realization that you cannot war against humanity and survive it. And even though the lineages that they represent have gone forward for quite a while, those lineages are not as old as the lineages of the foundation of humanity and our Aboriginal, our Indigenous, and our Native families of melanin-dominated ones. And so the younger ones are not here to undermine the oldest ones and think that they can get away with it, but we cannot be complicit and complacent with our oppression. And in knowing now, or coming to a point and place where we consciously care to know, that the purpose in existence is in self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonizing with the oneness of existence, and the understanding of that which allows us to stand in the divinity of existence and the sacredness of life, and to come to a place and space where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared from the violations of adulteration, that we are willing to do whatever it takes in facilitating our daily cleansing so that we are able to truly facilitate the true healing that needs to happen spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as financially and materially. But physically and financially, basically, if you cannot invest in yourselves and yourself, then you will always have less of yourself, and there is no greater wealth than we can have. You understand the tricks and the traps here in sensuality, sexuality, materiality, egotism, and gluttony, and all of these things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness, puts us in a position where we become slaves to the lust and the passions of the flesh and of the mind. But to come to that place and space where we are really able to appreciate everything for its more redemptive qualities in terms of its enhancement. See, the pleasures and the ecstasies, the bliss that we're able to experience as these points of this present is granted us, but granted that we care to be whole with ourselves and to seek the wholeness, to seek the mergers of collaboration and marriage. You understand? So I'm just saying is that there are relationships that we have, but the real relationship is that we're all brothers and sisters first, regardless of what hue of people. And it's hard for many people to accept that, because under the lie of white supremacy, these ones feel as though they're superior to everybody else. But your superiority has not been proven when you leave a trail of bodies everywhere you go. Superiority cannot be in your being the most violent and most distorted and dysfunctional people upon the planet. And so our caring to really walk in the fullness of ourselves is what we must do. And so it's important for us to realize it's God's way or no way. And so for even those who don't believe in God per se, and for those who would say, oh, well, there is no God, there have always been gods, and the destiny of immortal people who've been successful is conscious immortality, and the creator of existence itself is definitely, it's infused its own intelligence. It's all there is. So yes, we can aspire towards greatness, and the greatness is in our right alignment with life itself. And life itself is so absolutely phenomenal that those of us who master ourselves, those of us who really can master our passions and lusts and this and that, so that there is nothing that we really have desire for greater than being content in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and being rightly aligned to the degree to which we can do no harm to anything or anybody, to the degree to which we are loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, learning to pray without ceasing, to come to a point and place where it's not the gifts of the world that we should really be applying ourselves to. See, right now, in the midst of so much calamity, so much degradation and whatnot, there is still such an intense intention and desire towards financial wealth and whatnot, but not necessarily the same degree of intensity and intention towards absolute light and wisdom and peace. You understand? So I'm just saying is that when we are dealing with the reality of genocide and each generation becoming degenerated, or the children being warred against, and all of the vaccinations, the autism, and just the explosion of all kinds of disease to just seek money and the things that we can have, is really not the greatest thing that we could do and ask for right now. Now, because the law works all the time, so that which we can see ourselves attaining and that which we apply ourselves to and that which we have a hunger and thirst for and put out the frequency of energy and apply ourselves towards it, then yes, we can accomplish it. But why would we not want to accomplish the salvation of who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence? Why would we not care to reverse the issues of sickness, illness, and disease that are plaguing us? Why would we continue to support a system that has never had our best interests at heart as a humanity of people? You understand? So it's not that it was just about melanin-dominated people or black people. We understand what it was, but our Native American families, our Aboriginal families, you understand, to be under a world-conquering rampage and have the United Nations and all the organizations that have supposedly come into existence to be the boost of humanity, to come to understand that they have always been co-conspiring against humanity, is a problem when you are and we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. So there's no disconnectedness. And so the wisdom in our having an understanding, particularly those of us who are in maturity, to know that duty, obligation, and responsibility would have us care to be the answers, have the answers and solutions to the issues that are facing us. The issues of our continuance in existence directly. See, we can talk about business and organizations and management and money and all of that, but none of that is real proper solution without the restoration of the light of the people. None of it really gives rise to the true divinity and the true stature of who we are and the capacity and the potentiality that we have to truly unfold in this reality upon this planet. If we have no conscious care to have the light of ourselves rekindled and really cultivated and develop it so that we are given vivid expression to the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. But there is nothing that we could truly want more than that, that would give us the sufficiency or the fullness of that. That's why we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, our right alignment, to be in the peace and the poise of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us to the degree to which we are truly able to stand harmonious with life itself, that nothing can work against us now that we are wise enough to do nothing to undermine ourselves and to repent. To truly repent from the violations and to clear ourselves from those violations, because it runs deep within all of our lineages. The abuse, the misuse, and this is what comes as a result of the tainting of the blood. You understand? See, the spirit is charged upon the blood. The blood is some sacred. It's sacred, but life is sacred. And our orientation upon the planet has not been supported in knowing the divinity of existence itself and the divine design of our body temple, so that ones and ones feel as though it's all right for these ones to be carnivores and eat anything and everything as if there was no real intention or particular design for these bodies. By this intelligence of existence, that you could just eat any freaking thing? Really? You want to believe that you can eat anything, that you could eat all of this dead carcass, right? And have all of this rot, all this bacteria, all of this stench, that laxatives and deodorants and bacterial soaps and all of this have become multi-million-dollar business. You understand? And then you are afraid of something that's just now being perpetuated when we're being slapped in the face with all of this disease, right? But then you have not been concerned about any contagion from the amount of virus and bacteria that's already in all of your bodies as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and in the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of the things that have created the autoimmune issues and the acquired immune deficiency and just undermining the whole life force. So now our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly is to truly no longer participate in our own oppression. And to realize that the food or that which they call food, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the pizza, the alcohol, the tobacco, all of this stuff, you work on behalf of these companies. So the sacrifices that have to be made now is you're just consciously caring to be in your right mind, in your right alignment. So the exercise that we've experienced since March and so many businesses no longer being open and all of the social distancing and, you know, being put in a position where you're working from home and doing all the conferencing and whatnot through Zoom and all of the online programming, it's all preparing for this consistent surveillance and all of that, where people are not meeting privately anymore. You know, not we can't be together anymore. That's a bunch of crap. You understand? Because I'm just saying is that this thing is manipulated by those who are really laying foundation for your entrapment and put in a position where they're saying that you will not be able to do anything unless you take the vaccinations, unless you have a certificate of vaccination. Ideas like, you know, having to have a driver's license, having to have a social security card, having to have this, having to have that, having to have the other, in order to really have access to what you need. And so we're now coming to a point where it becomes so invasive to be forced to be vaccinated, forced to be chipped, forced, you understand, to take that which is toxic to your vital system, to your children. You understand? So I'm just saying is that you and we have to learn how to apply ourselves towards walking in the integrity of who we are, in the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It matters that we care to exalt a full effort in our living, but to realize that the governments of men and the agendas of a few men were never intended to be the authority of masses of people. That in our day, our being triumphant in loving the laws that govern us and being in the grace and the protection, because we are doing the clearing, the cleansing. We are keeping our eye upon that which beats our hearts. We are living consciously and conscientiously in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, loving it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all our might, dwelling in the gratitude and the thanksgiving for each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, this is our time to rise.